Pioneering classical composer Elliot Schwartz has passed away. A professor of music at Bowdoin College in Brunswick for 43 years, Schwartz's work has been performed by symphony orchestras and chamber groups around the country and has been made part of the permanent collection of the Library of Congress. Keith Shortall has more.
5 years ago, the Portland Symphony Orchestra commissioned a piece called Diamond Jubilee to commemorate Schwartz's 75th birthday. In an interview with Maine Public Radio at the time, Schwartz looked back on his long career in music, which he says was not his original calling.
My father was a physician, and his two brothers were both doctors, and my mother's brother was a doctor, and I was under enormous family pressure to go to medical school. And I was a chemistry major in college, and I think I fooled them all by failing organic chemistry in my junior year.
But Schwartz said his move to the Graduate School of Music was not just a fluke. He had started piano lessons as a child of 7 or 8 and had progressed into his teens.
I was a really very good concert-level pianist when I was about 15. And then when I stopped practicing and started having these fantasies about medical school, the piano skills began going down. But I was delighted to actually take up music as a full-time career.
Schwartz started teaching at Bowdoin in 1964 at the age of 28.
My teaching was very influential upon my composing. Various sorts of experimental ideas, techniques, which I had read about and had been exposed to by going to other concerts, and which, of course, I taught my students about. They seemed so tempting that I was obviously led into trying them myself.
And that led to an interest in electronic music, a subject on which he would write a book and explore in his own work through experimentation with synthesizers and tape decks. But Schwartz confessed that with the arrival of the digital age, he began to move away from electronic music.
Yeah, once computers got into the game, I became bored because I'm a computer dunce. And I also found the sounds, frankly, not as interesting as the ones that I had made with my old-fashioned technique. I'm sure there are thousands of composers out there who would disagree with that last statement that I just made. I also discovered aspects of chance music, improvisatory music, music as a branch of theater in which the performers move and speak. They may whisper. They move beyond whatever it was that they were trained to do as performing musicians. All of that interested me very much, but I think it all had to do with my teaching.
I think Elliot Schwartz, as Maine composers go, is probably, in a way, the granddaddy of them all for the current generation in any case.
Alan Kozin is a former New York Times music critic who now reviews classical music for the Portland Press Herald.
Most composers I've run into in Maine have studied with him. They all seem to have passed through his teaching studio at one time or another, and they also all speak very fondly of him. So, his influence on the current generation of Maine composers is huge.
Elliot Schwartz died Wednesday. He was 80 years old. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Keith Shortall.